This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a passenger dies on an American airline flight to Barbados. Engineers call for enforcement of building regulations following the damage caused by Monday's freak storm. The BUT complains about the late delivery of school meals. A tropical wave is affecting Barbados. And climatologists say last month was the hottest September on record globally. Good afternoon, I am Tony Shirokyo. The details to the news just ahead. An American Airlines flight is due to arrive in Barbados this afternoon, a day later than originally scheduled, following the death of a passenger that forced the plane to be diverted yesterday. The flight of Miami had been due to arrive in Barbados last night and then leave this morning on the return journey. However, a medical emergency was declared on the inbound flight yesterday, and the aircraft was diverted to San Juan, Puerto Rico, after an elderly female passenger fell ill and then passed away on board. Starcom Network News understands that when the plane landed in San Juan, medical personnel were brought on board as well as counselors for the distraught husband of the deceased and the other passengers, several of whom were also in tears. The deceased, who had boarded the plane wheelchair assisted, was reportedly returning to Barbados after visiting a close relative in Florida and was said to have been very excited about the trip. President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, wants government to enforce the building laws that have been passed. He was commenting on the damage to several homes caused by Monday's freak storm. He's calling for the Planning and Development Act, which was passed in Parliament in 2020, to be proclaimed to ensure that contractors follow the internationally accepted standards when constructing homes.
There are internationally accepted standard approaches for dealing with issues like this. And the very first and most basic approach is to establish minimum standards for construction. So that basically you have a set of codes that say, if you live in this place, these are the hazards that you can expect, and this is how you can best mitigate against those hazards. That has been done. We actually have standards in place at the Barbados National Standards Institute. What you then need is a law that says that those standards must be adhered to. We actually have that law. It was passed in 2020. It has not been proclaimed, so it is not being used. As a result of which, we are just where we were 20 years ago.
He believes the act is a good one for the country.
The truth is, we have been saying, as I said, we've been saying this year after year. Normally, we say it at the beginning of the hurricane season. This time, it's been a little bit delayed, I guess. Normally, we say this, I think, in like, you know, April, May. But what has happened over the years is that as a result of the complaints, we actually have the Planning and Development Act, which is actually a very good act. We are very happy with the act. We are comfortable with what the act says, what it requires, and what it puts in place. The problem is we don't understand why it has not been put in place. So the truth is that we have had some responses to our concerns, but it has not gone through to the point where on the ground it makes a difference.
That's President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown. The Barbados Union of Teachers is again urging the Ministry of Education to address the issue of the late delivery of school meals. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, tells Starcom Network News some teachers expressed concern about the late times, stressing the significant impact it is having on students' ability to learn.
The Union of Teachers has again been informed by members of the late arrival of school meals at several schools. This problem was previously highlighted last year and is again hampering the delivery of education. Some schools have reported receiving lunch as late as 2 p.m. The union is urging the Ministry of Education and the School Meals Department to resolve this issue in the interest of the nation's children and the teaching and learning process.
That's President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Some local car dealers are seeing an increase in the number of people purchasing hybrid and electric vehicles. Director of Management at NASCO Limited, Roger Hill, explains that they have been seeing more people inquiring about hybrid vehicles as it allows them to save on fuel costs.
Currently, we have four models of hybrid vehicles. A lot of people now are moving towards the hybrid vehicles because there's a saving of between 40 and 45% in your fuel costs per month. Naturally, whenever a hybrid vehicle becomes available in the range that we sell now, so for instance, like we sell the our sedan, which is 100% fossil fuel. Next year, it's expected that we will have a hybrid Yaris sedan. So automatically, when that is available to us, we will then start to bring the Yaris sedan in hybrid as well and move our range up to five vehicles in the hybrid range.
Director of Management at NASCO Limited, Roger Hill. Meantime, Regional Product Manager at Courtesy Garage, Samuel Gadsden, says while there is an increased interest, they have been seeing some supply issues.
There has been an increase in generally in the interest. The only challenge that we are finding now is the global supply issues. So it's not specific to one particular brand. It's a global issue. And so, yes, we have the extra, there's more interest now with the general public, but we're still trying to, as best we can, to support that with what is available.
Regional Product Manager at Courtesy Garage, Samuel Gaston. A clash of scheduling with a Barbados Labour Party meeting has prompted the Democratic Labour Party to postpone its St. James South Branch meeting, which was scheduled for this Sunday at Queen's College, the same venue and time as the BLP's event. General Secretary of the DLP, Steve Blackett, tells Starcom Network News that the party had a previous arrangement with the institution to host meetings on the second Sunday of every month. He explains that they have recently received a call from the management of the school asking them to postpone their meeting.
Subsequent to those arrangements, the branch was called and informed by, I think it was the secretary treasurer of the school, if the branch would facilitate a postponement of our meeting until the following Sunday, which is the 15th. Now, the branch has always had a wonderful relationship with the school, and therefore the branch facilitated that request. And it was done against the background that the Barbados Labour Party was having a joint zonal meeting on the same day at the same venue. In the interest of peace and the interest of what is right in Barbados, the branch sought the advice of the Secretariat and we agreed that we will postpone our meeting until the 15th.
General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett. Meantime, the Barbados Labour Party says their branch meeting at the Queen's College School on October 8th is still on. President of the BLP, Senator Patricia Parrish, says they made an official request to host the meeting at the college on September 23rd and received confirmation on October 3rd.
We got the approval. They put on a letterhead from Queen's College. The letter is signed by the Secretary Treasurer and it is giving the Barbados Labour Party permission to host their meeting in the hall at Queen's College on Sunday, October 8th at 4:30 p.m. to conduct a branch meeting. The meeting will be addressed by Senator Gregory Nicholls, Dwight Sutherland, Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, along with the St. James MPs, Mr. Edmund Hinkson, St. James North, Honorable Sandra Husband, St. James South, Honorable Kerry Simmons, St. James Central.
President of the Barbados Labour Party, Senator Patricia Parris. The Barbados Meteorological Services says a tropical wave is affecting the island. Meteorologist Jonathan Allen gave the details.
Currently, there is a tropical wave affecting the island. The forecast for the afternoon is cloudy at times with occasional moderate to heavy showers and a very slight chance of isolated thunderstorms. There is also the potential for gusty conditions at times, especially associated or along with the showers. Into the night, the tropical wave would have passed. The most significant activity would have passed. So we expect a night of a mix of clear skies and clouds with a few passing showers.
Meteorologist Jonathan Allen. Recapping the headlines. A passenger dies on an American airline flight to Barbados. Engineers call for enforcement of building regulations following the damage caused by Monday's freak storm. The BUT complains about the late delivery of school meals and a tropical wave is affecting Barbados. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rock, y'all. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook.